Chapter 1. New York City, March 31st. Elizabeth Ward eased back the blinds and peered into the quiet street that ran alongside the apartment building. Rain streaked the window panes, drops running together and fracturing in the orange glow of the streetlights. A dark-colored Lincoln crouched like a shadow next to a squat black-and-silver hydrant. Her former colleagues from the FBI's Organized Crime Unit sat in that car, watching, waiting. Her so-called protection. Betrayal burned the edges of her mind like battery acid. The grandfather clock in the hallway chimed 5 times, making her jump. 5 a.m., nearly time. Her fingers gripped the edge of the window frame. Night's gloom clung to the red brick of the Victorian tenements opposite, its weak edges and cold breath eating into what should have been springtime. A drunk wove his shopping cart down the back alley, searching for a safe spot out of the killer wind. Even Midtown's exclusive neighborhoods were scattered with down-and-outs, hunched behind dumpsters, curled up between parked cars. A community of desperate souls, listless, gaunt, and stinking like the dead. She envied them. She wanted to be that invisible. Swallowing past the wedge in her throat, she counted to 10 and slowly inhaled a lungful of air. She'd done her job and done it well, but it was time to get the hell out of Dodge. She sat at her computer in the darkened room and signed into an anonymous email account, wrote 2 messages. The first one read, "Terms of contract agreed. Proceed." There was more than one way to skin a cat. Her teeth chattered, but not from cold. A rolling shake began in her fingertips and moved up through her wrists. Whether from rage or fear, she didn't know. She clenched her hands together into a hard fist, massaged the knuckles with her interlocked fingers, grateful for the unyielding gold of her signet ring that bit into her flesh. Pain was a good reminder. She pulled her shoulders back, typed carefully, "Beware the fury of a patient man." Baiting the tiger or the devil himself. Bastard. A tear slipped down her cheek, cold and wet. She let it fall, blanked the searing memories from her mind. Elizabeth logged off, reformatted her hard drive, erasing every command she'd ever received, every report she'd ever sent. Letting the computer run, she headed into the stylish bathroom of the apartment the FBI had leased for her undercover alter ego, and prepared for the final chapter of her New York life. She leaned close to the mirror and put in a colored contact lens. One eye stared back, frosted iced blue. The other looked eerily exposed, its pale green depths shining with fear. With shaky fingers, she put in the second lens and made up her face. Heavy foundation hid the dark circles under her eyes, and translucent powder covered her rampant freckles. Blood-red lipstick and thick black eyeliner dominated her face, making her look harder, bolder. "Hello, Juliet." She knew the old fraud better than she knew herself. Blush emphasized cheekbones sharp enough to cut, and mascara elongated her thick lashes. She pinned her hair back into a neat bun, tight to the nape of her neck, pulled on a wig that was similar to her own dyed red hair, but cut shorter into a bob that swung just beneath her chin. She was ready to die now. Her lips curved upward, her cheeks moved, her eyes crinkled, but there was not an ounce of happy to buoy it up. The facade held, despite the escalating internal pressure. FBI Special Agent Elizabeth Ward had sat quietly when the assistant DA had informed her that mobster Andrew Delatio was being allowed to turn state's evidence. Then she'd excused herself and thrown up in the restroom. Lines of strain etched her eyes and mouth. Her pulse fluttered. Truth was, she didn't mind dying, but she wasn't going to stand on the sidewalk with a bullseye tattooed on her ass. Juliet Morgan was a target for every organized crime family in the U.S., and Elizabeth intended to make her disappear. Permanently. She walked through to the main bedroom, pulled out a scarlet Versace pantsuit and a tangerine silk blouse, and walked back in the bedroom. "Can I really do this?" "Yes," the answer screamed inside her head. How else could she reclaim her life? And if she died trying, so be it. She dressed, the red and orange clashing violently in an eye-catching display of